Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Coming up on February 22nd, first of all, it's our first Cardinals game of spring training. The Cardinals will be playing at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium that day, their first game. And then that evening, here in St. Louis at Stiefel Theater, a concert featuring the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and Adam Wainwright, who, as you well know by now, has started his own career as a music artist and joins us now, one of the great Cardinals of all time. Is with us on KMOX. Waino, it's always great to catch up with you. How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited for this. I've seen you in action. I've seen you on stage several times now, and I'm sure you are as well. What a neat opportunity to be able to join the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra for a celebration of music and baseball together.
It will be amazing. It'll be incredible. I've talked to a lot of musicians that have been blessed and fortunate enough to stand on the stage with the symphony behind them before. They said, man, wait, you just wait. I said, wait till you feel that incredible sound coming from behind you. So they said, like, four or five people have told me this. It just, like, completely, like, envelops you. And I'm looking forward to that. I've been to several St. Louis symphonies, and they just do such an amazing job over there. I can't believe that I get to stand on stage and be a part of that, but I'm looking forward to it.
They do an incredible job. I've actually served as a narrator for some of their performances, and it is amazing, as you said, to be on stage with them. I can't wait for you to experience that. And look who's the narrator for this. I see Joe Buck narrating a special rendition of the iconic poem Casey at the Bat. You have the Cardinals organist Dwayne Hilton involved as well. A lot of people involved. What an incredible night that'll be on February 22nd.
It will be. And it just, you know, baseball in St. Louis, it's a baseball town. And being there with Joe is going to be special. He's been the voice of baseball for, I feel like, decades now. And I know he just did football this year, but so many iconic moments were from him and his incredible father. And we've been blessed to have the Bucks part of St. Louis baseball and St. Louis culture for a long time. So looking forward to that. Dwayne does a great job. He'll bring the life. He'll bring that Busch Stadium feel to the orchestra also. And hopefully I will too. It'll be fun. I can't wait to do it. We've got a couple things, special things in our set list too, that I think will make everybody smile.
It's going to be awesome. I really love this part of your life and career. You're branching out in so many different ways, and I've gotten to see you, as I said. I mean, you played Worldwide Technology Raceway. One of my favorites was being able to introduce you before you opened for the Zac Brown Band at Chaffetz Arena. That had to have been an amazing experience to talk to Zach beforehand and then take the stage.
Yeah, that was special, man. It was kind of a full circle moment. I remember going to a Zac Brown concert about 10 years ago with Yadier. And, you know, Yadier is such a big Zac Brown fan. He knows every word of every Zac Brown song. Which is the thing that people ask me, like, what is the thing about Yachty that nobody else knows? That's usually what I tell him. Like, he's a huge country music fan, but especially a Zac Brown fan. But I remember being there and watching his show and just being like, wow, this guy is, man, he is performing. And then to be able to open him for him that night, and we had an incredible year. We opened for Zach. We opened for Travis Tritt and played with Riley Green and Nico Moon and played the Today Show, did the Grand Ole Opry twice. We did some big shows, but certainly seeing you that night and Zach that night was one of the highlights.
That was a great, great night. What is the music industry like? Take us kind of behind the scenes. Do you have a whole team who organizes things for you? And I know you have a big hand in all of this, the tour and getting everybody together. But it's like you're part of another team, aren't you?
Definitely. If I was out there, I mean, if this was my first hustle, if this is my first job, I'd be out there playing 200 nights a year, you know. And I can't devote that amount of time to be a legit, like, two shows a week touring artist. My family deserves more out of me than that. I don't want to do that. I traveled for so long, but I do get love getting out playing two or three times a month or two times a month usually and traveling around. The Midwest has been so incredible to us. But you know, a little behind the scenes, I have a manager, I have a publicist, I have a social media helper named Bailey Grace Wainwright, my daughter. She's taught me how to use, you know, I say, hey, Bailey, let's send a message on Instagram, and she does it because I still can't figure Instagram out, really. But, you know, I'm doing Twitter and stuff, but she's doing Facebook, she's doing Instagram. I had another guy doing all that, but Bailey kept coming up with these incredible ideas, and she's, you know, young people, you know this, they are experts at this stuff. So she's doing that. I have a kind of a standby team of musicians that play in our band that are incredible. My producer and bass player, Gary Baker, is always with me. My acoustic beside me, Greg Barnhill, is always there, co-writer with me. And then I have one or two fiddle players that, whether they're available, one of them plays with Blake Shelton, and one of them plays in their own bluegrass band. And then my keys player is Garth Brooks' keys player. And so he comes with me when he can. If not, we sub in for somebody else. And my lead guitarist is a guy named Jeff King, who's lead guitarist for Brooks and Dunn and Reba McEntire. And so when he's not with them, he's with me. And so I kind of poach these guys, you know, they're incredible musicians, but man, they are such a great team.
You've also been surrounded by a great team on the broadcast side, and you've done a wonderful job yourself. Have you enjoyed that aspect of your life and career, broadcasting?
Yeah, I love the game, you know, and it was a good way to stay in the game. I love the broadcast side of it. It's really fun to be able to go into those great venues and parks and watch the game and tell them what I'm seeing. You know, as I got going last year, I got a little bit more comfortable and with anything, reps help. But watching the game and seeing something maybe that the guy on TV or the guy sitting at home watching TV on the couch may not see or understand, that's the fun part for me is maybe showing somebody something they didn't know.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.